This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. The disputed erection in Iran happened way back on June 12th, but it's back in the headlines today. A group of reformist clerics, including a former president of Iran, Mohammad Khatami, have called for a national referendum on the election process following last month's disputed vote. The group said millions of Iranians had lost confidence in the election process, which saw Mahmoud Ahmadinejad reelected. Of course, this is just a couple of days after Iran's supreme leader warned elites not to rile up the country. Another warning coming from the supreme leader of Iran. Well, BBC's Iran correspondent John Lyne is currently in London, and he joins us now. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, what is the former president, Mohammad Khatami, actually calling for here? The news reports say he wants a referendum, but what kind of referendum? Is he talking about a referendum on the elections themselves or a referendum on the government?
Well, he wants a referendum. He doesn't specify, really, but basically he wants a referendum on the disputed election result. And he says it should be conducted by an independent body. He's chosen his independent body as the Expediency Council, which just happens to be chaired by one of his allies, former President Rafsanjani. So I'm not sure everybody in Iran would agree that it is independent. And frankly, I don't think there's any prospect whatsoever that this idea will be taken up. It's just a way for the opposition to press their campaign on that the election is not accepted by the Iranian people.
So we have some coordination, it seems, between Ali Akbar Rafsanjani, another former president, as you said, who spoke out the other day and said the country was in crisis over this disputed elections. Now we have Khatami calling for a referendum. Does this coordination of message, you say it won't, the idea won't be taken up, but what are the prospects for actual leverage over the government now?
Well, if you look, really, the government, the country, really, is now deeply split. You now have two former presidents. Here's former President Khatami, former President Rafsanjani, who spoke on Friday. Both of them, in varying degrees, have come out against the election result. You have the only former prime minister the country has. You have one or at least maybe two speakers of parliament, current or former, who are expressing their doubts. So the country is deeply, deeply divided, and now there are more divisions within the government itself over an appointment made by President Ahmadinejad. So I think the government fundamentally, the system even you might say, is leaking support by the day.
So you think we may be seeing sort of an attrition, a long, I don't want to read too much into it, a long, slow march to some kind of influence over the government. So far since the election, they've been fairly obstinate and almost deaf to a lot of the protests that have been going on.
Well, don't listen to me. Listen to what the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has said today. Very telling comments. He said, the elite are undergoing an important test. If they fail, they won't just suffer a setback. They will meet their downfall. So now we have even the supreme leader acknowledging that the very system, or at least the people who run it, are under severe threat by what is going on, by these divisions. Remember, it's not just people out on the street, and there have been quite a few of them. It's a division at the very heart of the Islamic Republic. Former President Rafsanjani, who criticized what had been going on, he's the person who almost effectively appointed the supreme leader. He stood up in 1989 and said, Ayatollah Khomeini has told me that Ayatollah Khamenei would be a good successor. So you see, these divisions are now going right to the very heart of the system, right to the very top of the leadership.
Very quickly, John Lyne, BBC, what is the state of the street protests? We don't hear a lot about them quickly.
There were a lot of people came out on Friday. It's difficult to tell how many. The opposition claimed up to a million or more, but certainly the protests have not gone away.
They're trying to support Mir Hussein Mousavi, the candidate who in the elections disputed against Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. BBC's Iran correspondent John Lyne joining us from London to talk about the latest challenges to the government in Iran.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.